My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Astros took care of business last night against the Miami Marlins, won 9-1. Light work made easy work of the Marlins. Framber Valdez was very good. Had the offense. Obviously, they scored 9 runs. Come through for you. Joey Loperfido making it happen with his second career home run. Feeling good about the Astros right now. But Lopez, you asked this question: if we might be looking in the wrong places when we talk about the most important Astros who could actually make this thing happen for them this year.
Yeah, and then last night actually is kind of what made me think about this, because, well, there's an old formula. I don't know if it's ever been written anywhere, but it's been talked about a lot, about how a team gets to a championship level. And that's all sports. That's basketball, football, baseball. You get, the formula is, you get what you expect to get from your superstars. Well, the Astros are. I mean, you know, obviously outside of injuries, you know, from Verlander and
Kyle Tucker for sure.
But when they've been on the field, you're getting what you want. You're getting exactly what you expect out of now Bregman, and certainly Altuve. You know, certainly go to the guys that you know you can count on, and you're getting what you deserve. The second part of the formula is the most important one to me. You get career years out of players you didn't expect to get career years out of.
Like the year you won the World Series and Jeremy Peña apparently was like an epic postseason performer as a rookie.
Or in example. You know, in football, you get some running back or something that has 1,400 yards rushing, you're like, man, we didn't expect that, you know. Or basketball, somebody just takes another step and gets – and they complement the superstar players even more. And then the third element is kind of a, well, so you stay healthy. You know, like if you can stay healthy
– so the Astros don't have that.
They're not.
They don't have that, dog.
Yeah, if you can stay healthy, you can get better years than you expected from the quote-unquote role players, and then you get what you did expect from the superstars. You got – that's a championship formula. So we have to set aside the healthy part, because we know that ain't going to happen.
No.
I mean, we're past the point of they'll be healthy, you know, because they already lost starting pitchers, you know, Tommy John and guys that are out, et cetera. But last night I started thinking about that, because I don't really have high expectations for Framber. I know he's been a dog, you know, in the postseason in the past.
Yeah.
But he's not an everyday ace. We've established that. But you're starting to get more out of him. You know, you're starting to get a really good more consistent, I should say, effort out of him. Last night, the best indication was ground balls. When he slides, and it started last year, he does not give up as many ground balls outs as he's accustomed to when he's at his best. Well, he's starting to give up. His ground ball rate is much higher lately than it's been in the past. So you're getting a little more out of Fromber than maybe we even thought a month ago.
Yeah.
You know?
So an underrated story with Fromber last year mm-hmm. was that his ground ball rate dipped. He's a ground
way
ball.
Way up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he is, obviously, we know a well-known mm-hmm. ground ball pitcher has more ground balls, a higher ground ball rate than anybody
yeah.
since 2021.
Yeah.
But last year specifically, it was a little bit of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it is ticked back up.
Yep.
And maybe even more so than it was before. And so he is a ground ball pitcher again.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing about, you know, sinkers low, pitching low in the zone. That's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to locate
yeah.
low in the zone. And if I do that, I should be able to allow the defense to play behind me and do my thing.
Yeah.
The issue with Fromber this year has been the consistency. Like, he's still getting the ground balls. He's still getting out of messes that he tends to create.
Mm-hmm.
But it is always, save for last night, did not feel this way.
Yeah.
But it still always feels like a roller coaster with Fromber Valdez. I want to give him credit for last night, for his performance last night. But the issue is, for somebody who has accomplished as much as Fromber Valdez has, for somebody who has
yeah.
pitched and pitched well in as many big moments
mm-hmm.
as Fromber Valdez has, it is odd to not trust him
yeah.
the way I feel like I should, given his background.
And that
is in part because of the back and forth, the inconsistency yeah. that he's had this season.
And so I think he fits into this category. Even though we were having discussion as recently as last year, is he an ace? He's not. But you are getting more than you thought, especially more than you got last year from Fromber. There's other people that I think fit this description, this part of the equation or formula even more. And let's start with the pitching because that has been the story of how the Astros have stayed in this race or gotten into this race and then stayed in it so far. And that's Spencer Arrighetti and Ronel Blanco. Like, you didn't have any expectations for these starting pitchers. If they weren't having quote unquote career years, you'd still be 10, 12 games out. You would still be 10 games out at least if Ronel Blanco wasn't an all-star caliber pitcher and Spencer Arrighetti wasn't getting you more than you possibly could have expected. I mean, it's just no way you'd be here without those two guys.
Yeah, I think the big...
And you can toss in Hunter Brown if you want.
Dude, oh, I think
yeah.
you should.
Yeah.
Like, I think
yeah.
the big story and the reason why you've been able to withstand Fromber's inconsistencies, even though you know you're going to have to rely on him,
yeah.
like, you're going to need him. Regular season and postseason, you're going to need him. You know that.
Yeah.
But you've been able to survive that because of the reasons that you just explained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hunter Brown not being what he was early in the season and
yeah.
being what he's been as of late, even his last start notwithstanding, which I don't think he was as terrible as the stat line would have indicated. He's been very good,
mm-hmm.
one of the best pitchers in baseball over a short stretch, albeit, but enough of a sample size to make you feel really good about Hunter Brown, so much so that I've been coming on this show
yeah.
telling y'all how he is going to be their ace by the end of the year. I still believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronel Blanco, I know I joked around a little bit yesterday about them politicking for Ronel Blanco as an all-star snub on the Astros broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
But he has emerged in a way that is very surprising, very unexpected, and you got to give him a lot of credit.
It's stunning. It's stunning what he's been able to do. And then there's a couple that are, I think, absolutely the reason that you should be wondering, are we looking at the wrong place? I mean, Yonner Diaz, over the last 15 games, .406 batting average, 3 doubles, 14 RBI, and the Astros are 11-4 in those games. That's a guy that you expected better things from him, but this is right now the way he's going is crazy. And then I get Joey Loperfido has been kind of lost on the bench for a while, and then. Here and there, but he had the best game of his life as an Astro yesterday. And so I feel like like those guys fit that category as well. So, you're getting more out of the guys that you didn't expect much. That's part of the formula.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick. Is John Singleton part of that?
I think right now he absolutely and clearly is. Mm-hmm. The question is he a part of that after the trade deadline?
Yeah.
Is he a part of that when they go to the postseason? Or are they more so of the mind of upgrading at first base?
Yeah.
Despite the fact that John Singleton is a very, very good story, very endearing. We're seeing how he, like his at-bats are really, mm-hmm. like if you want a baseball nerd out, watch a John Singleton at bat and how patient he is and how good he is with the zone. And then also the defense mm-hmm. is picking up. He had that play a few days ago.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
where
about.
Where he jumps up higher than you would expect, than you would ever expect somebody at John Singleton. I'm watching him run the bases yesterday.
Yep.
I'm like, man, look at John get out there and go. Had a moment, not last night, but the night before, that was really good at first base defensively and has made a real conscious effort because, look, the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether basic or advanced
mm-hmm.
are not kind to John Singleton
yeah.
as a defensive first baseman. But you can see the improvements there. And he has been a bright spot. Like, it's hard to, like, hammer home how much of a hole they have at first base
mm-hmm.
when you feel so much better about what they're doing there now after getting rid of Jose Abreu and allowing John Singleton to really have more reps at first base.
Yeah, so you're getting what you expect out of your stars. You are getting more than you expected from the role players. That's two key elements of the formula to contend for a championship. Can they overcome the injuries thing? Because the other thing is stay healthy. They ain't staying healthy. They're just not healthy.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Like, and look, the only way to overcome the injuries mm-hmm. is to, like, get healthy in time, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, if you're still healthy or unhealthy, I should say, you're still injured mm-hmm. come postseason, something's wrong with Tucker, Jordan, or Altuve, or somebody like that, Bregman, somebody like that is out, then obviously that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have a chance, I think, to be whole again mm-hmm. by the time the postseason comes?
Not pitching.
I would say.
But otherwise.
Look, I think the path is, okay, add Luis Garcia to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a look. We're going to get a good look at old Jake Bloss again today.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. I am not here telling you, hey, let's rely on Jake Bloss.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just intrigued by what it looks like. We only got it for like 3 1/3 whenever it happened before.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? Okay, you add Luis Garcia to the mix. What happens at the trade deadline? Do they upgrade starting pitching? Do they upgrade first base? Do they do both?
Mm-hmm.
Does John Singleton then become a depth piece, a guy off of your bench, a pinch hitter for you in certain situations like he was actually supposed to be? Like, if you can navigate until you make all your moves and get all your ducks in a row, I do think you can survive the injury, the rash of injuries that you've experienced thus far. Can you survive continued injury issues, having to do multiple bullpen games and all of this kind of stuff at the end of the year? No, I absolutely do not think so. I don't think you're good enough to do that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I don't, but at the same time, I think... he's just going to be another opener, and they're going to kind of piece it together, which is actually part of the formula as well. I mean, this isn't a very big sample size, but you're getting the bullpen rested in these first two games of the series that you needed to win. Like, you haven't really had to use your high leverage guys very much at all. And that's been key, especially as you go into the Rangers series.
Yeah, I think it also matters that the bullpen is performing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I can remember an early storyline for us, an early narrative was, oh, wait a minute, I thought this bullpen was supposed to be elite.
Yeah.
I thought at the very least you were supposed to be able to rely on the back end of the bullpen and feel decent enough about everything that leads you up to it. Like, think about it. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Brian Abreu, Ryan Pressly, and Josh Hader. But not to mention, Rafael Montero is a dude that makes $11 million a year and is just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're wanting to get more from the bullpen. You finally ended up getting it. I think that's a little bit of an underrated storyline, something that we should be thinking about. But also, I know you're talking about the others.
Yeah.
Hey, you're getting a lot from the guys around the stars. But I want to acknowledge and point out Alex Bregman.
Yes.
Because he was on the verge of, I thought at least.
He was untradeable. Like, at the time, you're thinking, are they sellers? Well, who would want him?
Yeah, either untradeable or at the very least, you just trade him so you don't get nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, just maybe you trade him for a lot less than you would have expected to before when he was, you know, playing great baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But look at him now playing great baseball. Like, he was on, to me, at one point on the verge of being one of those others. Like, I know we don't think of him like that because he's Alex Bregman and he's a star, but based off of the way he was playing, he was going to be in a more Yonner Diaz, Joey Loperfido, John Singleton type of tier based off of how he was playing. He has emerged and is now back to the Alex Bregman that you would expect. At least he is lately. Brian McTaggart had these stats yesterday before the game. First 51 games of Alex Bregman. Slash line: 206, 273, 317, four home runs. Hitting 206. Last 36 games: 318, 373, 541, seven home runs. Has nearly doubled the home runs in not as many games, but over the last 36 games. And is hitting 318, playing like, I know he's not an all-star and doesn't deserve to be because of how he started the year.
Yeah.
But this stretch, these last 36 games, playing an all-star caliber, I think the fact that he has gone from, hey, is he just a role player, to playing like a star again, not to mention playing for the most part an excellent third base.
Yeah.
That's a big story for the Astros right now. A big part of why they are in position to do what they're trying to do.
It's why they're here. And it's also, part of the reason why they you know, I'm on the boat of this, screw it, you know, make another couple moves, sacrifice the future. And you're getting these two elements here. You're not getting the health, but you're getting the first two elements of what it takes. If you can add that first baseman, another starting pitcher, I mean, maybe they could make some sort of run. I still wouldn't pick them to get to the ALCS, but they would be in the hunt if they get there.
So we mentioned John Singleton earlier in the show. We talked about the Christian Walker trade idea, at least. And John Heyman has reported that Christian Walker, first baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, is in the eyes, in the sights of the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
This is a move that you're in support of, a move that you would absolutely do, because I feel like it's a no-brainer. For me, there is nothing really, and I've seen this on the text line, keep your prospects and all of that. Like, baseball, you know, super baseball nerd guy wants to, like, value the prospects more than anything, value the future more than the present. F them, that prospects are picks. F them picks. Go out and make your team better. I don't see anything in this Astros farm system that is Christian Walker, or to me is like worth saying, you know what, I don't want to pull the plug. I don't want to invest in making a move to up the ante a little bit on a clear window right here to compete. Like, I would do this. Would you?
Absolutely, I would now. And you just mentioned the biggest reason. You know, I don't see anybody who's going to be that. But the other reason for me is there's no guarantee. We don't know if there's a George Springer down there, or if there's, you know, a Carlos Correa down there, or whatever. Back when they were building on prospects, there's no time right now to build on prospects. I mean, the window's going to close, and you might regret not making these moves for those prospects. You know, you might have had another shot to win the division and then see what happens. And so there's no reason to do it right now.
I've heard some people mention this. I want to get your thoughts on it. What about messing up the mojo or the flow of what's been working? I do think that there's something to that idea of, hey, yeah, sure, they could upgrade here and upgrade. I think they absolutely have to address the pitching issue.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
Ain't no mojo there.
Don't ignore victory. I mean,
the mojo, yes, but.
What you wouldn't in defeat. Don't allow that to be like fool's gold. You need help, if for no other reason, to help the guys that are performing for you now, to take some relief off of those guys now. But what do you make of not rocking the boat too much, because what they've been doing over the last however many weeks or so has been working for them?
Rock that boat like you're going out in Hurricane Beryl.
It's funny because it's like, it's baseball superstition. Like, oh, I don't want to mess this up. We got, you know, Joey Lopefito just hit a home run, and John Singleton is doing
kudos.
Good.
I just talked about it. Like, that ain't no guarantee, though, man. You got to get better. And the pitching staff especially. Like, okay, Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, Ronald Blanco, awesome. They are why you here. You got to rock that boat and get another arm in here, man. Just look at what I was mentioning yesterday. They don't even announce their starting pitcher until day of, because they're still trying to kind of, you know, mix and match.
I don't think I would be as in favor of mortgaging the farm if I thought more of the farm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think as highly of the farm as maybe your most diehard Astros fan or your most dyed-in-the-wool minor league baseball follower might think of them.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, it is not something to marry yourself to.
No.
It's not like this is not, these are not deal breakers, especially if you can significantly upgrade your team. He is John Lopez. I am Brandon Scott Figgy Fig rolling along with us on In the Loop. Coming up next, Lunchtime Confessions. We confess our sins. Watch this. These are my confessions. It is Lunchtime Confessions on In the Loop, where we get a little bit loose.
Yeah, we do.
Lopez, the OG, is going to kick us off. Watch this. These
are my confessions. I totally, completely, all in, nerded out on a little bit of sports news that probably, well, for sure, I'm the only person in this room that cares about it. And likely a lot of people listening to me care about. Maybe not, but come World Cup time next year, if it happens, we're all going to be excited about this. So, USA Soccer,
okay,
pitiful performance in the Copa America, fired the coach, the manager. Apparently, USA Soccer And you may not have even ever heard this name, but this was the manager, the coach of my Premier League favorite team, Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp. They're getting prepared to offer him $15 million to coach USA Soccer into the World Cup. He is arguably the greatest coach alive in any sport. Like, he is Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin and name your favorite all-time great coach in soccer. And I'm telling you, nobody even knows his name, or very few of our listeners do. But they fired Berhalter, the coach. And now they're making a run at Jurgen Klopp from Liverpool. And I might be the only person who cares about it in this room, and I don't care because I geeked out about this. He is awesome.
I would just ask, is he good enough to elevate USA Soccer into being something that is at least worth watching?
Yes, I was like,
because at the moment, it ain't at least not the men's, not the men's team.
I saw this and I was like,
not worth it.
I was like, what? Jurgen Klopp? And then I'm like, I got to figure out a way to talk about this. I went, confessions, because we're all going to be excited about this USA team once the World Cup is here, because we cheer the flag.
Yeah,
most of our listeners don't have any idea who he is. He is a stud. He is Belichick. He turned Liverpool, which was been my squad for years and very much a disappointment, into a perennial contender. Won the Premier League. Won the one of the tournaments. I forget what it was. Champions League, maybe. No, this is going to be badass. Remember the name?
Yeah,
Jurgen Klopp.
Can you put this into NFL terms? Like,
he said Belichick.
Yeah. No, this is like Belichick going to who though? Like
this is like
the Browns
Belichick
or going to
perfect.
The,
Let's go back. Going back to the
Panthers.
Yes. Yes.
Well, look. I haven't seen my man's movies,
yeah.
But if they're anteing up $15 million,
yeah,
that speaks for itself.
He's a stud. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So, like, I'm not a street dude or anything, but I am from the hood. Like, I proudly rep Hiram Clark. I'm from Windsor Village. Used to hustle at South Post Oak and West Orm. The people out there,
yeah,
know me like that. But, you know, I don't really bring all of that into the station. I don't really bring all of that into work. I leave that where it's at.
Kind of like my Jurgen Klopp.
However, Hood Me almost came out earlier,
mm-hmm.
and it was prompted by one John Lopez.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Gotta tell you. And it wasn't going to be no static or nothing like that. This was just a misunderstanding because we speak different languages in the hood sometimes. And we're sitting here in a break, Figgy.
Yeah.
And Lopez asked me if I had a square. And mind you, I'm trying to quit smoking, y'all. I really am. And I'm doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But he asked me if I had a square. But he talking about for his damn Android charger. And I was like very confused because I'm like, Lopez, I ain't know you smoke, man. I don't have a square, not on me. Might have one in the car for you if I go check. But this is a very random request from you. And it hit me very quickly that that's not what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I should have said cube.
But Hood Me, literally, Hood Me padded my pockets to see if I had a square for Lopez, who I know don't smoke. It happened.
That's hilarious, man.
It happened. It happened. We speak different languages.
So what's
sometimes.
A square? In like, the hood.
I thought you wanted a cigarette. I thought you wanted a single cigarette.
A Lucy.
Yeah.
One cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You never heard that?
Yeah, man.
I've never heard square. I've heard of Lucy.
Well, but I should have known that.
Yeah.
Even in the moment. Because I was like, wait a minute. Lopez is asking me for a square?
But not a square?
Yeah, man.
I try to keep up, man. You know that.
Yeah,
I've heard of a Lucy. I never heard of square.
Yeah, man. Yeah, square. That's an old term, too.
Yeah.
Different hoods.
Dude, I was behind, lingo. Just as a side note, I was behind this dude getting those little cheap cigarillos or whatever they are at the convenience store this morning. I had no idea those things are a dollar. They only cost $1.
One cigarette.
Hey,
yeah.
They used to be cheaper than that.
No, he talking about the two for Rillos.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, oh, okay.
To hell with that inflation. They used to be a dollar. They $1.40 now.
Well,
ask me how I know.
Yeah. I know
it's like $1.29 now. Yeah. They used to be a dollar.
I know one cigarette used to be like 35 cents.
Yeah,
and you know, obviously the convenience stores they wasn't allowed to do that.
Yeah,
but now, it was certain ones that would let you do that, and they give you a cigarette for like 35 cents.
This guy was asking for a pineapple flavor, and I went, yeah. pineapple flavored dollar cigarette, cigar. can pass me on.
Well, for one, he's not going to be smoking the tobacco.
Well,
there,
I know.
For one thing.
Yeah, I know.
So
that.
Basically, he wants
pineapple
flavored weed. Is essentially what that is.
Yeah.
But also, miss me on them flavors.
I almost asked him.
Miss me on them flavors.
I was like, dude, pineapple? What? Yeah. I mean, I knew what he was getting it for, but I was like, pineapple?
Yeah. All my homies, you roll with me, I'm street adjacent. You roll with me, we ain't rolling with them flavors, man.
Yeah.
We ain't rolling with them flavors.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I feel like this commercial, I don't want to say changed my life, but everybody know this commercial that been going viral for years that used to play all the time with the black dude talking about college. If you're not familiar with it, some of the commercials.
You're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV, and your life's passing you by. You keep procrastinating over and over. Well, maybe I'll go to school next year, maybe next semester. No, do it right now. They'll work with you after work, or you can go before work. You can do whatever you need to do to graduate. Go talk to somebody right now. They out to help you. You spend all day on the phone anyhow. Why don't you make a phone call that's going to help you in your future?
So everybody heard this commercial before. So the guy in the commercial that you just heard talking, he was on a podcast and he was asked about how he actually got into this commercial, and it actually blew my mind.
My boy, but goes by the name of Adam. Adam had been on the set, the Everest College set. It consisted of a producer, director, and a cameraman, and then they hired out a PA, production assistant.
Okay.
Adam had been working it for the whole week.
So he wasn't someone who attended the college?
No.
Did you attend the college at all?
Hell no. If I had attended an Everest College, I couldn't have got paid for none of the commercials. Remember, we were at an Embassy Suites on Thomas and 24th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. We get back to where they were staying. And we didn't even have correct lighting. So I'm in a parking lot.
You are slowly destroying my childhood.
Yeah,
you wasn't even on the campus of Everest.
No.
I had your whole life in my head.
That's
like, oh, he's at the college. That was on the campus.
That's bad.
First of all, this dude did not go to college. It kind of makes sense because I didn't really take him as a college guy. But first of all, you ain't go to college. And you ain't filmed the commercial on the campus? Where the hell were y'all at? This just kind of blew my mind, man, because this commercial, they was playing this commercial went platinum.
Yeah.
And so this dude, he was saying some good stuff like, hey, you know, what are you doing? Go to college. Sign up for school. You didn't do it?
I mean, he was clearly a paid actor.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Figgy, I appreciate your confession, but I do have to admit,
mm-hmm.
there was never anything about them Everest College commercials that felt legit at all.
Yeah.
They were entertaining, but it did not feel, I did not watch them commercials and get the sense that I was watching a dude that went to college or that there was really a college that existed to begin with.
My thing is, we couldn't get one person that went to this college.
I agree with Figgy on this.
I understand commercials, they get a lot of paid actors and all that stuff, but you couldn't find one person on this campus to do what he did.
This had Bishop Sycamore vibes.
Yeah.
Everest College had Bishop Sycamore before Bishop Sycamore vibes to me. That's always
funny. I need to dig into this college, see what's going on, man, because exactly. My mind was blown.
Oh my gosh.
These are my confessions.
So I don't know. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I feel like I kind of got punked by my leasing agent. Not my actual realtor, but the leasing agent who I am renting this house from. Check it out. I've already paid a deposit. I am going to pay the first month's rent tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to pay the first month's rent.
So how do you like it?
Tomorrow. I can't get in there until the first. And the explanation I was given is because of how long the house has already been on the market or something like that.
Dude,
which I'm like,
they're punking you, man.
That doesn't feel like my problem. But I asked yesterday because I signed up for everything, but I asked yesterday, hey, you know, once I found out that the house was fine after the hurricane and all this, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be paying this rent in a couple of days.
Yeah.
There's like a 15-day discrepancy between when I pay the rent.
That is wrong.
And look, the official lease date, the documents, the official lease date is on August 1st. So officially by the
are you paying the August rent?
Yes, I'm paying the August rent, but early. But I feel like if I'm going to pay the rent early.
Have they requested you pay it early?
Yes.
Okay, that's wrong.
And so I'm paying early, but I don't have access to the house.
You already paid the deposit. The deposit is all you should have paid.
And the rent. But I got 15 days between that. Like, to me, that 15-day span after you get that final piece of money, it should be my spot. Now, I could see it if some people were already living there and they needed time to move out.
No.
But it's vacant.
No.
There's nobody there.
Where are all my realtors and lease specialists? Because that's 713-5724. The deposit should be all you need to keep that until the first.
Deposit and the rent. Yeah. So I'm coming off of, I'm not going to tell you the amount.
Yeah.
But let's call it thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no, come on.
Thousands of dollars, but there's a 15-day discrepancy before I can move. Now, I'm a big fan of the house. I'm excited about it.
Well, good, but...
But I feel like I'm getting punked here.
That you are.
Like I'm getting punked a little bit.
That's not right.
I kind of want to see somebody.
Yeah.
I do.
That's not right. Watch this. I know we talked about this. I just want to, in case you missed it earlier, our mayor, John Whitmire, this is not a political statement. What are you doing? Like, this was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen a politician do. No organization, corporation, whatever, in this city has done more for Houstonians, especially after disasters, than the Houston Astros. They paid $5. They charged $5 to get in, and he's, you know, throwing a fit. They got power. Okay, they do. It happens to be downtown where power was restored. This is one of the dumbest things politically, like, you could have done.
And see, I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide, I should say, whether he was being a pandering politician to people who do think like that.
Yeah.
Because there are people that agree with him.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell if he was pandering to those people or if this was just legitimately a part of his... Yeah. Cranky demeanor, because if you don't follow the mayor, that's a cranky son gun. he ain't seen a happy day or sunshine, not ever, never. I mean, this man just a couple of weeks ago was complaining about the zoo prices.
Yeah.
And the zoo prices are high, but
the
mayor was making headlines for complaining about how that the zoo is too damn high. What?
Yes.
It's just weird. Like, the mayor cares about this?
Oh, man.
What is going on?
It might be that. It might be.
It's a cranky dude. Those are our lunchtime confessions on In the Loop. Coming up next, it's cap or no cap. Is it a lie or is it not? That's next on In the Loop.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
In the Loop with Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Rolling along, and this is cap or no cap. Is it a lie? Is it the truth? The OG John Lopez presents a statement or idea, cap or no cap, and we respond.
Yeah.
Is it a lie? Is it not? Cap or no cap?
All right, you tell me.
Take it away.
We were just talking about all things going on in our city. We've been talking about that here and there, trying to keep people informed. So this one, all right? Center Point Vice President of Operations Darren Carroll was asked some questions yesterday, and he was asked, and we've been getting a lot of this. We were talking about how Kingwood is still looks like the hurricane just happened.
Yeah, it looks
and
like a
power still out.
Third world country in some cases.
Somebody said some of those other neighborhoods up in the Northeast and all that. So he was asked, why are hundreds of work trucks sitting and waiting for work orders for hours on end? And we've seen pictures of that. Just trucks just sitting in a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, doing nothing. And he says, quote, "That's a fair question. Totally empathize with customers thinking that and wondering that. What I will tell you is that it's safety that's at the forefront of everything we do." Now, nobody here is saying safety is not at the forefront of everything everybody does.
And it has to be with what they do. They do a dangerous job.
But again, this is not the right answer. The right answer is you should be prepared for all of these things. There are rumors that there are some money issues in terms of what they're negotiating with these out-of-town workers that have been coming in, etc. So cap or no cap, only because of safety are these hundreds of work trucks sitting and doing nothing.
Listen to me. You bring me Center Point information.
Yeah.
Center Point statements. I am going to lean toward Cap. I don't even care what it's about, but specifically on this.
Just automatically.
They are, what did the graffiti say? Center point list.
Yeah.
They are not deemed trustworthy. I do not see how I could give them the benefit of the doubt. If you're asking me cap or no cap, I am going to lean toward cap.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all cap, man. They just, they saying anything to not look bad.
Yeah.
And I do agree, like, to your earlier point of, like, safety. I think both things can be true, right? Like, safety is part of this. Like,
well,
I think
nobody's saying not. Yeah.
It is a half true.
Yeah.
And so
be prepared.
In that sense, to me, it is cap. Like, more than anything, more to the point, this does feel like a lack of preparation. And as the person that has to give the company line, as the person that has to speak on behalf of the company, he can't just flat out come out and say that.
Yeah.
But we know what time it is. We not dumb.
That's kind of like Dusty saying, oh, HIPAA. HIPAA. Hey, this is HIPAA.
Yeah, HIPAA. Good. Hey, HIPAA. That's a good pull.
I wish we were doing cap or no cap when Dusty was doing
that. Hey, that's a good pull, Figgy. You're right. That would have been good. Yeah. That would have been good.
All right, cap or no cap. Kevin Durant has been asked about what we talked about yesterday. We were all saying, look at that picture, man. He looks like he's 6'11", 7 foot.
Tell the truth, KD.
Yeah, well, did he?
Because I have to ask you how tall you are. How tall are you? Because there's some huge controversy about
you
being a lot taller than 6'10 with this Team USA photo shoot that happened.
I guess those guys might be shorter than what their,
numbers
say. I'm 6'9", though. So it looks like Bam Adebayo is probably 6'8".
He's taking shots.
Instead of 6'10", and AD is probably 6'9", you know? So they're probably adding a little more in their height while I'm keeping mine at the same, you know? I'm not lying about my height.
You look just as tall as Embiid, and he's listed at 7 feet. So you're saying those guys are all lying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Embiid's not 7 feet.
I just thought maybe you're 7'2", and you've been lying this whole time.
No.
KD's doubling down, man.
That is...
He's saying 5 dudes are lying.
Listen, that is my favorite piece of... I'm so glad we waited to this late in the show to play that. That is my favorite piece of audio that I have heard in a long time. Because KD is trolling there, by the way.
He said they're lying.
Oh, he's joking. He's trolling. KD knows. We all know. Everybody knows. This is almost like the Stevie Wonder ain't blind joke.
It is.
Type of thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Everybody know KD is at least 7 feet, maybe taller, maybe 7'1", and that he would double. What? Joel Embiid ain't 7 feet tall. Joel Embiid is, like, if you just see Joel Embiid in person, you will think that, and he's obviously not, but you will think that is the largest human being to ever walk the earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, he is that massive of a dude. And KD, I've seen him play in person, every bit as tall as Joel Embiid. He ain't no damn 6'9".
This ain't even cap. He's just straight up lying. This is a lie, man. I want him to take a test. I want him to actually get his height weight.
Just put your socks on.
Yeah, just, hey, let's stop all the conversation. Just let's see how tall you really are.
This is cap. But I like it.
I know.
I am entertained by it. I am here for it. Let us keep this going.
I wonder how tall he thinks Shaq is.
6'7"?
Oh, Shaq only about 6'10".
Could have been a guard.
All right.
Undersized.
Cap or no cap? Aaron Boone was asked about the Yankees' struggles. He's, by the way, they've lost 17 of 23 games. He said, quote, "The World Series is right there in front of us. Cap or no cap?" Yankees.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is uncomfortable because they are flailing. They are on
17 of 23.
On a skid. I mean, you mentioned it, 17 to 23. But it's a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
They started off really hot. They still have a really good run differential, one of the best in baseball. I'm a reluctantly Astros fan here, reluctantly giving them credit. I'm going to go no cap on this. I think it's wide open, and I think they're one of the better teams in baseball. I'm going to go no cap.
Yeah, I agree. I think no cap. I think he right now they're going through a little something right now, but I think once they get into the postseason, I think he'll probably feel a little more confident.
Now, I'm rooting against it, obviously. I can't tell you how much it would annoy me if we backdoored a Rangers World Series with a Yankees World Series,
yeah,
and y'all know I'm a basketball guy. You mix in the Mavericks going to, I know they got smoked in the finals, but like just rivals exceeding. I ain't no hater, but I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't feel great about it.
Yeah, reluctantly, I'm going to agree with both of you, because no matter how much they've faded every year, and they have of late, last year especially, it is, if you're going to get technical about it, it is right there in front of them.
Who is it not right there in front of?
Well, but they're a contender.
That's what I'm saying.
Record and they got, yeah.
When you think about it, if you are.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh my gosh.
These are my confessions. So, I don't know. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I feel like I kind of got punked by my leasing agent, not my actual realtor, but the leasing agent who I am renting this house from. Check it out. I've already paid a deposit. I am going to pay the first month's rent tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to pay the first month's rent.
So how do you like it?
Tomorrow. I can't get in there until the first. And the explanation I was given is because of how long the house has already been on the market or something like that.
Dude,
which I'm like,
they're punking you, man.
That doesn't feel like my problem. But yeah. I asked yesterday, because I signed up for everything, but I asked yesterday, hey, you know, once I found out that the house was fine after the hurricane and all this, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be paying this rent in a couple of days.
Yeah.
There's like a 15-day discrepancy between when I pay the rent.
That is wrong.
And look, the official lease date, like the documents, the official lease date is on August 1st. So officially
are you paying the August rent?
Yes, I'm paying the August rent, but early. But I feel like if I'm going to pay the rent early.
Have they requested you pay it early?
Yes.
Okay, that's wrong.
And so I'm paying it early, but I don't have access.
No way. You already paid the deposit. The deposit is all you should have paid.
And the rent. But I got 15 days between that. Like, to me, that 15-day span after you get that final piece of money,
it should be my spot.
Now, I could see it
if
some people were already living there and they needed time to move out.
No.
But it's vacant.
No.
There's nobody there.
Where are all my realtors and lease specialists? Because that's 713-5724.
the deposit should be all you need to keep that until the first.
Deposit and the rent. Yeah. I'm coming off of, I'm not going to tell you the amount.
Yeah.
But let's call it thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no, come on.
Thousands of dollars, but there's a 15-day discrepancy before I can move. Now, I'm a big fan of the house. I'm excited about it.
Well, good, but...
But I feel like I'm getting punked here.
That you are.
I feel like I'm getting punked a little bit.
That's not right.
I kind of want to see somebody.
Yeah.
I do.
That's
I do.
Not right. Watch this. I know we talked about this. I just want to, in case you missed it earlier, our mayor, John Whitmire, this is not a political statement. What are you doing? Like, this was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen a politician do. No organization, corporation, whatever, in this city has done more for Houstonians, especially after disasters, than the Houston Astros. They paid $5. They charged $5 to get in, and he's, throwing a fit. They got power. Okay, they do. It happens to be downtown where power was restored. This is one of the dumbest things politically, like, you could have done.
And see, I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide, I should say, whether he was being a pandering politician to people who do think like that.
Yeah.
Because there are people that agree with him.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell if he was pandering to those people or if this was just legitimately a part of his... Yeah. Cranky demeanor, because if you don't follow the mayor, that's a cranky son gun. he ain't seen a happy day or sunshine, not ever, never. I mean, this man just a couple of weeks ago was complaining about the zoo prices.
Yeah.
And the zoo prices are high, but
the
mayor was making headlines for complaining about how that the zoo is too damn high. What?
Yes.
It's just weird. Like, the mayor cares about this?
Oh, man.
What is going on?
It might be that. It might be.
It's a cranky dude. Those are our lunchtime confessions on In the Loop. Coming up next, it's cap or no cap. Is it a lie or is it not? That's next on In the Loop.
Live from the Twin Peaks studio, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
In the Loop with Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Rolling along, and this is cap or no cap. Is it a lie? Is it the truth? The OG John Lopez presents a statement or idea, cap or no cap, and we respond.
Yeah.
Is it a lie? Is it not? Cap or no cap?
All right, you tell me.
Take it away.
We were just talking about all things going on in our city. We've been talking about that here and there, trying to keep people informed. So this one, all right? Center Point Vice President of Operations Darren Carroll asked some questions yesterday, and he was asked, and we've been getting a lot of this. We were talking about how Kingwood is still looks like the hurricane just happened.
Yeah, it looks
and
like a
power still out.
Third world country in some cases.
Somebody said some of those other neighborhoods up in the Northeast and all that. So he was asked, why are hundreds of work trucks sitting and waiting for work orders for hours on end? And we've seen pictures of that. Just trucks just sitting in a parking lot.
Yeah.
Doing nothing. And he says, quote, "That's a fair question. Totally empathize with customers thinking that and wondering that. What I will tell you is that it's safety that's at the forefront of everything we do." Now, nobody here is saying safety is not at the forefront of everything everybody does.
And it has to be with what they do. They do a dangerous job.
But again, this is not the right answer. The right answer is you should be prepared for all of these things. There are rumors that there are some money issues in terms of what they're negotiating with these out-of-town workers that have been coming in, etc. So cap or no cap, only because of safety are these hundreds of work trucks sitting and doing nothing.
Listen to me. You bring me Center Point information.
Yeah.
Center Point statements. I am going to lean toward cap. I don't even care what it's about, but specifically on this.
Just automatically.
They are, what did the graffiti say? Center Point list.
Yeah.
They are not deemed trustworthy. I do not see how I could give them the benefit of the doubt. If you're asking me cap or no cap, I am going to lean toward cap.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all cap, man. They saying anything to not look bad.
Yeah.
And I do agree, like, to your earlier point of, like, safety. I think both things can be true, right? Like, safety is part of this. Like,
well,
I think
nobody's saying not. Yeah.
It is a half true.
Yeah.
And so
be prepared.
In that sense, to me, it is cap. Like, more than anything, more to the point, this does feel like a lack of preparation. And as the person that has to give the company line, as the person that has to speak on behalf of the company, he can't just flat out come out and say that.
Yeah.
But we know what time it is. We not dumb.
That's kind of like Dusty saying, oh, HIPAA. Hey, this is HIPAA.
Yeah, HIPAA. That's a good pull.
I wish we were doing cap or no cap when Dusty was doing
that. Hey, that's a good pull, Figgy. You're right. That would have been good. That would have been good.
All right, cap or no cap. Kevin Durant has been asked about what we talked about yesterday. We were all saying, look at that picture, man. He looks like he's 6'11", 7 foot.
Tell the truth, KD.
Yeah, well, did he?
Because I have to ask you how tall you are. How tall are you? Because there's some huge controversy about you being a lot taller than 6'10 with this Team USA photo shoot that happened.
I guess those guys might be shorter than what their,
numbers say.
I'm 6'9", though. So it looks like Bam Adebayo is probably 6'8".
He's taking shots.
6'10", and AD is probably 6'9", you know? So they probably adding a little more in their height while I'm keeping mine at the same, you know? I'm not lying about my height.
You look just as tall as Embiid, and he's listed at 7 feet. So you're saying those guys are all lying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Embiid's not 7 feet.
I just thought maybe you're 7'2", and you've been lying this whole time.
No.
KD's doubling down, man.
That is...
He's saying five dudes are lying.
Listen, that is my favorite piece of... I'm so glad we waited till this late in the show to play that. That is my favorite piece of audio that I have heard in a long time. Because KD is trolling there, by the way.
He said they're lying.
Oh, he's joking. He's trolling. KD knows. We all know. Everybody knows. This is almost like the Stevie Wonder Ain't Blind joke.
It is.
Type of thing.
That's exactly what it is.
Everybody know KD is at least 7 feet, maybe taller, maybe 7'1", and that he would double. What? Joel Embiid ain't 7 feet tall. Joel Embiid is, like, if you just see Joel Embiid in person, you will think that, and he's obviously not, but you will think that is the largest human being to ever walk the earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, he is that massive of a dude. And KD, I've seen him play in person, every bit as tall as Joel Embiid. He ain't no damn 6'9".
This ain't even cap. He's just straight up lying. This is a lie, man. I want him to take a test. I want him to actually get his height weight.
Just put your socks on.
Let's stop all the conversation. And just let's see how tall you really are.
This is cap. But I like it.
I know.
I am entertained by it. I am here for it. Let us keep this going.
I wonder how tall he thinks Shaq is.
6'7"?
Oh, Shaq only about 6'10".
Could have been a guard.
All right.
Undersized.
Cap or no cap? Aaron Boone was asked about the Yankees' struggles. By the way, they've lost 17 of 23 games. He said, quote, "The World Series is right there in front of us." Cap or no cap? Yankees.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is uncomfortable because they are flailing. They are on
17 of 23.
On a skid. I mean, you mentioned it, 17 to 23. But it's a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
They started off really hot. They still have a really good run differential, one of the best in baseball. I'm a reluctantly Astros fan here, reluctantly giving them credit. I'm going to go no cap on this. I think it's wide open, and I think they're one of the better teams in baseball. I'm going to go no cap.
Yeah, I agree. I think no cap. I think he right now they're going through a little something right now, but I think once they get into the postseason, I think he'll probably feel a little more confident.
Now, I'm rooting against it, obviously. I can't tell you how much it would annoy me if we backdoored a Rangers World Series with a Yankees World Series.
Yeah.
And y'all know I'm a basketball guy. You mix in the Mavericks going to, I know they got smoked in the finals, but like just rivals exceeding. I ain't no hater, but I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't feel great about
it. Yeah, reluctantly, I'm going to agree with both of you because no matter how much they've faded every year, and they have of late, last year especially, It is right. If you're going to get technical about it, it is right there in front of them.
Who is it not right there in front of?
Well, but they're a contender.
That's what I'm saying.
Record and they got, yeah.
When you think about it, if you are a contender, if you do have a good record, I know the Astros are slightly on the outside looking in, but we understand. They're hawking the Mariners. But if you're right there in the mix, and even the Mariners themselves should view themselves this way. Right there in the mix. The World Series, at least in your view, should be right there in front of you.
Yeah.
I think they should all view it that way.
All right, these next two are my favorite two, man. Ryan Day, Ohio State coach. He's your favorite guy, Figgy. Ryan Day, Ohio State head football coach.
Your guy.
Was asked about Michigan's success, getting to the championship Final Four, getting to a championship, beating Ohio State how many years in a row now? Three, four?
Don't do Figgy like this.
Ryan Day was asked if Michigan's huge success in the last few years puts added pressure on him or Ohio State. And he said, no, we don't worry about it.
No, come on now.
That man is a liar, man. He is a liar, man. He should get fired just from that.
Fair to say that you think this is cap?
Dude, tell us
how you really feel, Figgy.
So they got Chip Kelly as a offensive coordinator. Yeah. He should take over as head coach.
Oh,
right
wow.
After that.
Hot take.
Wow. After that comment.
Flames.
Yes. No, I think he's going to be watching his back for real, though, man.
Dude, the swimming coach watches his back if he loses 3 years in a row to Michigan. You don't think the football coach does?
Bro, this is cap.
This is cap.
That is this crazy, is,
this
man.
Is so cap. We understand how much Michigan and Ohio State obsess over each other.
Yeah.
And over the last, half decade or however it is, it has gone back and forth.
Yeah.
Where Ohio State was dominating, then Michigan was dominating.
Yeah.
And on both fronts, when it was Ohio State, you better believe it was on the front of mind of Michigan and Harbaugh and them. And now that it's flipped, it is for sure front of mind Orion.
And the only reason it's not that not a bigger deal is because one of those years Ohio State actually got into the in the playoffs.
They did.
Yeah.
That year they still lost to Michigan.
And had an epic performance, a la CJ Stroud, or courtesy of CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Even in defeat.
This is a huge cap. Like I said,
cap,
the tennis coach loses 3 years in a row to Michigan. He's obsessed with it. He's I'll forget football. All right, how about this one? Cap or no cap? Britney Spears. We are all familiar with her work. Recently broke up with her latest boyfriend or whatever, and she had that divorce, about a year and a half ago or whatever it is. She's out there a little bit. She said she is swearing off men for as long as I live. No more men for Britney Spears.
This one is tricky. This one is tricky because, not to be insensitive, but this is just the real.
Yeah.
We all know Britney ain't right. The girl ain't right. How old is Britney Spears now?
40-something?
I do think you reach an age where certain things are, optional. You can live with them or without them.
Yeah, and certain things are not.
But I'm just saying, we got primal instincts. I get it. We got primal instincts.
Yeah.
But that's one of them that does start to wear after a while. Maybe she's done with relationships because she have situationships. I'm going to go ahead and go no cap with this.
Oh, come on,
I'm going to go no cap with this. She's getting up to an age.
She's 42, by the way.
And she ain't right. Who want to put up with that to begin with?
Yeah.
Hey, and we see her movies. We see her receipts that she got with relationships. Yeah. I can see this. I'm going to go no cap.
Come on.
I'm going to say cap. I think right now she probably in the moment where she like, I'm done and all this other stuff. But I think a couple years later, she going to find somebody that.
You know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I went to Mexico a couple of months ago, got really, really drunk, had to go to a Mexican.
I ain't never drinking again.
I wasn't ever drinking again.
Yes.
That lasted about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Then I drank again.
I mean, how many?
But in the moment, I promise you, I promise to God, I was never drinking again.
Yeah,
and I meant it. I meant it in the moment.
That's exactly what it is. Because I'm going to say women, but it applies to men too. How many women have said after a breakup, another breakup, maybe three or four, like Britney Spears in the last couple of years, have said, "I'm never going to be with another man again." And then she's. Well, I think a lot of people would say at 42 years old, women are in their sexual prime. You know, they say 35 to 45 or something like that. I've read that. Whatever. Maybe true. Maybe not true. She said, quote, I found the exact quote. I will never be with another man for as long as I live.
I know I had fun with this and said that it was no cap, but let's just be honest.
It's cap.
Brittany ain't right. I feel like almost anything she says is unreliable.
Well, that's true, too.
By default, yeah. If it's a Britney Spears quote, you got to lean toward cap anyway.
Yeah.
That is Cap or No Cap on In the Loop. He's John Lopez. I'm Brandon Sky here with Figgy Fig. Coming up on In the Loop, Derrick Henry took a shot. But was he wrong? We'll go around the NFL next.
Cap or no cap? Aaron Boone was asked about the Yankees' struggles. By the way, they've lost 17 of 23 games. He said, quote, the World Series is right there in front of us. Cap or no cap? Yankees.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This is uncomfortable because they are flailing. They are on
17 of 23.
On a skid. I mean, you mentioned it, 17 of 23. But it's a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
They started off really hot. They still have a really good run differential, one of the best in baseball. I'm a reluctantly Astros fan here, reluctantly giving them credit. I'm going to go no cap on this. I think it's wide open, and I think they're one of the better teams in baseball. I'm going to go no cap.
Yeah, I agree. I think no cap. I think he right now they're going through a little something right now, but I think once they get into the postseason, I think he'll probably feel a little more confident.
Now, I'm rooting against it, obviously. I don't want... I can't tell you how much it would annoy me if we backdoored a Rangers World Series with a Yankees World Series.
Yeah.
And y'all know I'm a basketball guy. You mix in the Mavericks going to, I know they got smoked in the finals, but like just rivals exceeding. I ain't no hater, but I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't feel great about it.
Yeah, reluctantly, I'm going to agree with both of you because no matter how much they've faded every year, and they have of late, last year especially, it is, if you're going to get technical about it, it is right there in front of them.
Who is it not right there in front of?
Well, but they're a contender.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a good record.
When you think about it, if you are a contender, if you do have a good record, I know the Astros are slightly on the outside looking in, but we understand. They're hawking the Mariners. But if you're right there in the mix, and even the Mariners themselves should view themselves this way.
Yeah. Oh,
right,
sure.
Right there in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
The World Series, at least in your view, should be right there in front of you.
Yeah.
I think they should all view it that way.
All right, these next two are my favorite two, man. Ryan Day, Ohio State coach. He's your favorite guy, Figgy. Ryan Day, Ohio State head football coach.
Your guy.
Was asked about Michigan's success, getting to the championship Final Four, getting to a championship, beating Ohio State. How many years in a row now? Three, four?
Don't do Figgy like this.
Ryan Day was asked if Michigan's huge success in the last few years puts added pressure on him or Ohio State. And he said, no, we don't worry about it.
No, that, come on now.
That man is a liar, man. He is a liar, man. He should get fired just from that.
Fair to say that you think this is cap?
Dude, tell
us how you really feel, Figgy.
So they got Chip Kelly as a offensive coordinator. Yeah. He should take over as head coach.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
After that.
Hot take.
Wow. After that comment.
Flames.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think he's going to be watching his back for real, though, man.
Dude, the swimming coach watches his back if he loses 3 years in a row to Michigan. You don't think the football coach does?
Bro, this is cap.
This is cap.
That is crazy,
this
man.
Is so cap. We understand how much Michigan and Ohio State obsess over each other.
Yeah.
And over the last, half decade or however it is, it has gone back and forth.
Yeah.
Ohio State was dominating, then Michigan was dominating it.
Yeah.
And on both fronts, when it was Ohio State, you better believe it was on the front of mind of Michigan and Harbaugh and them. And now that it's flipped, it is for sure front of mind of Ryan.
And the only reason it's not that not a bigger deal is because one of those years Ohio State actually got into the playoffs.
They did.
Yeah.
That year they still lost to Michigan.
And had an epic performance a la C.J. Stroud, or courtesy of C.J. Stroud, even in defeat.
This is a huge cap. Like I said,
cap.
The tennis coach loses 3 years in a row to Michigan. He's obsessed with it. He's I'll forget football. All right, how about this one? Cap or no cap? Britney Spears. We are all familiar with her work. Recently broke up with her latest boyfriend or whatever.
and she had that divorce, or what, about a year, year and a half ago, or whatever it is. She's out there a little bit. She said she is swearing off men for as long as I live. No more men.
Well,
for Britney Spears.
This one is tricky. This one is tricky because, not to be insensitive, but this is just the real.
Yeah.
We all know Britney ain't right. The girl ain't right. How old is Britney Spears now? 'Cause I
40 something?
I do think you reach an age where certain things are like optional. Like, yeah, you can live with them or without them.
Yeah, and certain things are not.
But I'm just saying, no, we got primal instincts. I get it. We got primal instincts.
Yeah.
But that's one of them that does start to wear after a while. Maybe she's done with relationships because she have, like, you know, situationships. I'm going to go ahead and go no cap with this.
Oh, come on,
I'm going to go no cap with this. She's getting up to an age.
She's 42, by the way.
And she ain't right. Who want to put up with that to begin with? Yeah. Hey, and we see her movies. We see her receipts that she got with relationships. Yeah. I can see this. I'm going to go no cap.
Come on.
I'm going to say cap. I think right now she probably in the moment where she like, I'm done and all this other stuff. But I think a couple years later, she going to find somebody that.
You know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I went to Mexico a couple of months ago, got really, really drunk. Had to go to a Mexican.
I ain't never drinking again.
I wasn't ever drinking again.
Yes.
That lasted about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Then I drank again.
I mean, how many?
But in the moment, I promise to God I was never drinking again.
Yeah.
And I meant it. meant it in the moment.
That's exactly what it is. Because I'm going to say women, but it applies to men too. How many women have said after a breakup, another breakup, maybe three or four like Britney Spears in the last couple of years, have said, I'm never going to be with another man again. And then, she's... Well, I think a lot of people would say at 42 years old, women are in their sexual prime. You know, they say 35 to 45 or something like that. I've read that, whatever. Maybe true, maybe not true. She said, quote, I found the exact quote. I will never be with another man for as long as I live.
I know I had fun with this and said that it was no cap, but let's just be honest.
It's cap.
Britney ain't right. I feel like almost anything she says is unreliable.
Well, that's true, too.
By default, if it's a Britney Spears quote, you got to lean toward cap anyway.
Yeah.
That is Cap or No Cap on In the Loop. He's John Lopez. I'm Brandon Sky here with Figgy Fig. Coming up on In the Loop, Derrick Henry took a shot. But was he wrong? We'll go around the NFL next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.